गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालि कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय अंगश्यामलिं छटाभिरभितो मन्दे कृतेन देवरम् जड्डं जागुडरोच संग विदततं पट्टंबरस्य श्रिय बिन्दारण्य निवासिनं हृदि लसद्दामाभिरामोदरम् राधा स्कंद निवेशितोज्ज्वल भुजं ध्यायें दामोदरम् तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं न मां शरणं चित। सर्वप्रथम मैं अपने परमाराध्यतम श्रील गुरुपाद पद्म ओम विष्णुपाल श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान के सुख गोस्वामी महाराज जी श्री चरण कमलों में कोटि कोटि श्रद्धा पुष्पांजलि अर्पण करता हूँ। तत्पश्चात अपने शिक्षा गुरु श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज सारी गुरु परंपरा को भी नमस्कार करता हूँ। अभी हम लोग बेलबन से आए हुए कुछ थके से हो गए हैं, थक गए हैं और कुछ लोग हम अभी राधा रमण के गोस्वामी के देखरेख में श्रीमन महाप्रभु जी का मंदिर रमण रेती बाजार में गोपीनाथ बाजार में वहां पर हम लोग गए थे महाप्रभु जी के वृंदावन में पहुंचने का दिन है। वो तीन दिन सेमिनार मना रहे हैं, कल मनाया आज और परस कल मनाएंगे। कल ही के दिन में चैतन्य महाप्रभु वृंदावन धाम में आए। चैतन्य महाप्रभु वॉज ट्रेवलिंग इन वृंदावन, ही रीच्ड वृंदावन ऑन द सेम डे लाइक टुमारो, बट राधारमण गोस्वामी दे आर ऑब्जर्विंग 3 days फॉर दैट महामहोत्सव। सो मेनी ऑफ द डिवोटीज फ्रॉम नॉर्थ दीप आर कमिंग एंड दे विल डू संकीर्तन एंड अदर थिंग्स देयर। सो दे इन्वाइटेड अस एंड वी वेंट देयर अबाउट 300 to 400 डिवोटीज वेयर देयर, बट रेस्ट वेयर इन Belburg. Anyhow, now all are here. I can speak in very brief the essence of my class here, and then in English Aranya Maharaj will speak something, and then drama play, and after that prasadam, and tomorrow in the morning my class will be here. Our class is kirtan and our class will be here. After that no balya bhog tomorrow last day purnima to purnima we will finish our vrata today in night, and tomorrow we will open our vrata. So in case Rup Sanatan Gaudiya Math there will be Vaishnava Yajna and other things, and then the supper or what? Prasad will be distributed here. And then our function will be finished. But yet in evening, you can come here and our Harikatha will be continued. In evening or morning, when he will tell, I don't know the time.
Evening, there is to be evening. Special darshan is from 6 o'clock in the evening to 10.
We can go?
There is to be darshan.
Jitne bhi bheed ho, jab bheed jayegi, haram kyo nahi jayenge? Hum thode haat mein chudiyan hai, jab phoot jayenge.
Nahi, hum log jayenge, tab to bheed badhega.
Kaun?
Nahi. Hum log kal ki sagal maharaj amadre, Rup Sanatan ne paath kar liya hai. Ek din se, amadre ukhane se se.
আমার শরীরটা ভালো না দেখছো না?
একবার তো আসতে হবে,
दस बजे जाएंगे वो इसी समय में हरि कथा बोल देंगे।
हवन के समय महाराज जी आएंगे तो उस समय बैठेंगे
तो सब लोग रहेंगे उस समय में बोल देंगे। आज महाप्रभु का आने का दिवस है, कल उसके उपलक्ष्य में मैं गया था, वहां पर हमने बतलाया कृष्ण अपनी ब्रज लीला द्वारका लीला प्रकट अप्रकट करने के बाद विचार कर रहे थे। क्या विचार कर रहे थे? जो प्रेम का आधार आश्रय गोपियां हैं तो सारे भक्त लोग, और मैं उसका विषय हूं। हमने रसास्वादन किया द्वादश रसों का, शांत दस सख्य बात्सल्य मधुर और हर्ष करुण रौद्र भयानक विभस इत्यादि का हमने आस्वादन किया, किंतु आस्वादन करके मेरी इच्छा पूर्ण नहीं हुई। और इच्छा यह थी, व्हाट आई हैव टोल्ड यू विल स्पीक दैट विल बी बेटर। तो मैं, हमारी इच्छा पूर्ण नहीं हुई। मैंने देखा सारा जगत मुझे देख करके आनंद में भर जाता है, किंतु मैं राधिका को देख करके आनंद में भर जाता हूं। सारी जगत के लोग हमारी बंसी पर मुग्ध हैं, किंतु राधा जी की बोली, मीठी मधुर बोली पर मैं, मेरा शीतल हृदय हो जाता है। सारा जगत मेरा रूप देख करके आकर्षित हो जाते हैं, और मैं राधा जी का रूप देख करके हमारी आंखें सुशीतल और ठंडी हो जाती हैं। मेरे बंसी के नाद पर सारे पशु पक्षी थिरकने लगते हैं, नाचने लगते हैं और शांत हो जाते हैं, किंतु मैं राधा जी की बोली और संगीत पर मैं लट्टू हो जाता हूं, मैं अपने को संभाल नहीं पाता। इस प्रकार से मैं विचार करने से देखता हूं कि राधा जी हमारे प्रेम की गुरु हैं, मैं उनका शिष्य हूं, किंतु फिर भी अच्छी तरह से विचार करने में देखता हूं कि सब विपरीत उल्टा ही देखती हूं। क्या उल्टा देखती हूं? हमारे अंदर में कुछ है जो गोपियां मुझे देख करके बावरी हो जाती हैं, पागलनी हो जाती हैं, दिव्य उन्माद भाव में आ जाती हैं। उनको देख करके मुझे इतना नहीं होता, मैं दिव्य उन्माद मुझे नहीं होता है? मैं प्रेम वैचित्र्य में नहीं आता, मैं महा दिव्य उन्माद भाव में नहीं आता, और गोपियां विशेष करके राधिका महा दिव्य उन्माद में ग्रस्त होकर के पागल होकर के जैसे भाव हम देखते हैं श्रीमद् भागवत इत्यादि में, मेरा नहीं होता। क्यों नहीं होता? इसका तात्पर्य मेरे अंदर में कुछ है, नहीं तो हमको देख करके पागल क्यों हो जाती है? मैं क्यों नहीं हो जाता? तो हमारे अंदर में कुछ है जिसकी अनुभूति मुझे नहीं है, वो क्या चीज है? मेरे रूप में, मेरे गुण में कुछ है, वो क्या है? राधा कृष्ण प्रणय विकृति। राधा है कौन? कृष्ण की प्रणय विकृति है। प्रणय की विकृति माने क्या? श्रद्धा निष्ठा रुचि आसक्ति प्रेम प्रेम स्नेह मान प्रणय राग अनुराग भाव महाभाव मोहन मोदन एवं मदनाख्य भाव तक। किंतु किसके भाव को भक्ति कहते हैं? कृष्ण के भावों को, विचारों को भक्ति कहते हैं, क्रियाओं को, या आश्रय जाति भक्तों के भाव को श्रद्धा से निष्ठा रुचि आसक्ति महादिन बोन भाव कहते हैं? किसको? कृष्ण विषय है, इसलिए इनकी भक्तों के प्रति जो भावना है वो भक्ति नहीं है, वो तो रसास्वादन कर रहे हैं मात्र। भक्तों का कृष्ण के प्रति जो श्रद्धा से लेकर के दिव्योन्माद महाभाव मादनाख्य भाव तक है राधिका, इसको भक्ति कहते हैं, भक्ति का विकास कहते हैं। इसलिए यहां कृष्ण की प्रणय विकृति, कृष्ण का प्रणय माने क्या? राधिका जी प्रणय है, स्नेह मान प्रणय राग अनुराग इसकी दिव्य मूर्तियां हैं। इसलिए ये जो प्रेम है यहाँ पर पर्सनिफाइड है, व्यक्ति है। हम लोग का प्रेम प्रयोजन है, कृष्ण प्रयोजन नहीं, या राधा जी नहीं प्रयोजन। प्रेम ही राधा कृष्ण को न चाहता है, भक्तों को न चाहता है, अपने भी न चाहता है, दूसरों सबको न चाहता है। इसलिए कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी ने बतलाया, संबंध अभिधेय प्रयोजन कृष्ण प्रेम प्रयोजन। प्रेम नहीं है तो उस कृष्ण का कोई भी महत्व नहीं, प्रेम है तो महत्व है। उसमें भी राधा जी, गोपियां जी और भक्त न रहे, कृष्ण रहे तो निर्विशेष निरंजन कहा ले जाएंगे। इसलिए राधा कृष्ण प्रणय विकृति हल्लादिनी शक्ति, उसी का नाम है हल्लादिनी शक्ति। अकेले थे कृष्ण वृंदावन में राक्षसस्थली में, और एक से दो हो गए विलास के लिए, राधा जी वाम अंग से प्रकटित हुए, और दर्शक के रूप में शंकर जी गोपीश्वर महादेव निकले, ये भी विष्णु तत्व निकले। और फिर राक्षसस्थली हुई, उसके दृष्टा बने शंकर जी। दृष्टा ही नहीं तो अभिनय कैसा, यहाँ पर अभिनय हो और दृष्टा न रहे। एक राधा एंड कृष्ण आर डांसिंग बट देर इज नो वन टू सी, रासलीला वॉज गोइंग ऑन, बट इफ देर आर नन टू हियर एंड नन टू सी देन व्हाट इज द ग्लोरिफिकेशन ऑफ दैट डांस एंड रॉस एंड एनी। सो शंकर जी उसके साथी हैं, तब वो दूसरों से बतलाएंगे, तब दूसरे इसको दर्शन करने का लालसा प्राप्त कर। सो बट अधुना प्रकटम अधुना तद्वयंचाक्मात्र, विलास के लिए दो हो गए, और वही दो राधा और कृष्ण इस समय अधुना कौन कह रहा है, स्वरूप दामोदर जी। अभी ये जो अधुना दोनों मिलकर के अब एक हो गए, कौन हो गए हैं, चैतन्य महापुरुष के रूप में। किस लिए आए, आए किस लिए, तत्व तो बतलाया किंतु आए किस लिए, कृष्ण ही स्वरूप आए। राधा जी की कांति और दूति लेकर के राधाया प्रणय महिमा की दृश्यो वा अस्वादो जेनाद्भुत मधुरिमा की दृश्यो वा मदीय सौखन चस्या मद अनुभव की दृश्यो तिलोभा तद भाव सची गर्भ सिंधु हरे। ये हरि इंदु कृष्ण चंद्र जी सची गर्भ से प्रकट होकर के राधा जी को भावों को आस्वादन करने के लिए राधा या प्रणय महिमा किदृश, और उन प्रणय महिमा किदृशो वा मद अनुभव सौखन चाश, हमको देख करके, हमको रियलाइज करके उनको कौन सा सुख हुआ और उस सुख किस प्रकार का था, यह आस्वादन के लिए कृष्णचंद्र ही सची गर्भ के में श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु के रूप में अवतरण। इस तरह से हमने बहुत कुछ कहा, और आप लोग सब अरण्य महाराज जी के मुख से साधारण शब्दों में श्रवण कीजिए।
माइक्रोफोन प्लीज।
अरण्य महाराज गिव योर डन टू अपना देरी हमें ना तो
कतक्षण बस
आर तो 15 मिनट ये हो ही है ताशरवार लीला पर
लीला देखने सुबह तक देखे जाए।
हाँ ये तो लीला देखिए दिलो बकासुरे बकासुरे तो देखिए दिलो एक न अन्य लीला कर। Yes, I told them to be ready.
Sri Gurudev was explaining the lecture that he just gave at the temple of Sri Gauranga in Gopinath Bazar. Sri Gurudev goes there every year because the Goswamis of the Radharaman temple, they celebrate in that place the festival observing the visit of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here to Vrindavan.
Since 100 years.
since 100 years this tradition has been going on. So, about 500 years ago, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came here to Vrindavan on the full moon day, that is tomorrow. So in that temple, they celebrate the festival for 3 days, that is today, tomorrow, that is the day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and also the next day. So, there in the temple, and also here, Srila Gurudev has been explaining the identity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he came to give. After Krishna came to this world and performed his Leela, his desires were not completely fulfilled. Why? When he came here, Krishna tasted Santa, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya Rasa, and also Hasya, Adbhut, Virya, Karuna, Roda, Vibhatsa, Vaina, 7 types of Gauna Ras, 5 types of primary Ras, and 7 types of secondary Ras, Gauna Ras. But still, though he had tasted all these things, his desires were not fulfilled, he was not completely satisfied. Why? Krishna thought to himself, I am Prema Vishay, the object of love, and the Vrijvasis, they are Prem Ashray, they are the shelter of that love. So the taste experienced by the object of Prem and the taste experienced by the abode of Prem is not the same. So Krishna had tasted Vishaya Jatiya Prem, but not Ashray Jatiya Prem. Among the Vrijvasis, Chandravali, Lalita Vishakha, they are so qualified, but among all, Srimati Radhika, she is the highest. Her brain is the pinnacle of transcendental love. Krishna saw in his Leela that Srimati Radhika has Divyonvaj, praying by Chitya, and so many transcendental emotions that he himself never experienced, and therefore he developed a desire to experience these things. Seeing these transcendental states of divine insanity in Srimati Radharani, Krishna thought to himself, Radhikara Prema Guru, Ami Shishanat. In the field of love, Radhika is my guru, and I am her disciple. Krishna thought to himself, how strange it is, how wonderful. I give ananda, I give joy to the whole world. But Srimati Radhika, she gives joy to me. My touch is so cool and refreshing. I can refresh the whole world, but the touch of Srimati Radhika, it gives me coolness and refreshes me. When I play on my bansi, then all moving and non-moving living entities, they become stunned. They experience so many sattvic bhavas. But when I hear the very soft, sweet voice of Srimati Radhika, at that time, even my venu becomes stunned. I forget to play on my flute. My flute is so powerful. All the demigods headed by Chatamukh Brahma, they become bewildered. But simply by the glance of Srimati Radhika, Venum Karam Nipatitam Skalitam Shikandam Rastancha Pita Vasana Vrajaraja Suno. When Radhika glances at me from the corner of her eye, at that time, my flute falls from my hands, my feet are restless, my feet are restless, and I begin to faint, I fall unconscious. So, in conclusion, I think that Radhika is more qualified and she's superior to me. But now, I see a contradiction. What is the contradiction? When I see her, I feel so happy and satisfied. But upon seeing me, Srimati Radhika becomes quite insane with frame. I don't become like her. So that means there must be something in me that I don't know. There's some quality in me which captivates the heart of Srimati Radhika. What is that? Krishna also wanted to discover this. So thinking in this way, Krishna descended to this world to discover all of these things. And incidentally, he distributed the beauty of Srimati Radhika's brain, the topmost brain. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami Pai, he described Anakita Charin Chirat Karunayavati Nahakalo Samarpayetum Unnata Ujwara Rasam Swabhakti Sriyam Hari Purata Sundara Duti Kadambasandi Pitaha
Sudarya Khandare Svatruva Satinandana Anakitat Charinchirat. For a very long time, that means never before in this day of Brahma, in this Kalpa, was this love ever given. But Samarpayatum, Sri Krishna, in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, came to give Unnata Ujjwala Rasam Swabhakti Sriyam. Unnata Ujjwala Rasa means Sringa Rasa, Parakya Rasa of Gopis of Vrindavan, Ujjwala Rasa. And among them, Swabhakti. Here the word Swa means Nija Swa, of Krishna's very own. His own Sarva Shakti, his own Radini Shakti, Shrimati Radhika. And Unnata Ujjwala Rasam Swabhakti Sriyam. He did not come to give Radhika's mood, but rather Sriyam means the Shobha, or the beauty of Shrimati Radhika's mood. What is that Shobha, that beauty? Srila Kaviraj Goswami Pad explained. Radhikar Swarupa Krishna Prema Kalpalata Sakigana Hoitar Pala Pushpapata. Srimati Radhika is like a creeper of love for Krishna, like a flowering vine. But if there's a flowering vine embracing any tamal tree, it looks beautiful when it has leaves and manjaris. If there are no leaves and manjaris, then it's not so attractive. It would look somewhat naked. So Radhika is not alone. She's always in the company of her sakis and manjaris. They are the beauty of her prem. So this Madhurya prem has two aspects, Sambhogi Chamai and Tatak Bhavi Chamai. Sambhogi Chamai is the mood of Radhika and other Yudheshwaris in Vrindavan. And there are sakis who are serving their particular Yudheshwaris. Their mood is called Tatak Bhavi Chamai. And among those sakis who have Tatak Bhavi Chamai, those who have bhava-lasarati, continuous love for their sakhi, which is always higher than their love for Krishna, then, oh, those are called pran-sakhi and nitya-sakhi. They are otherwise known as manjaris, or the paliyadasis of Radhika. So the mood of those manjaris, this is called unnata ujjwala rasam swa bhakti sriyam, the beauty of Srimati Radhika's unnata ujjwala bhav. So especially Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to fulfill his own desire and also to distribute this Anapita Chirincharat prem, manjurious mood. So Srila Gurudev explained the identity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami Pad, in his Kadacha, that means his notes, he explained Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Haladini Shakti Rasmar Ekatma Navapi Bhubipura Deha Vedam Gato Tau Chaitanyakyam Prakatam Adhuna Tadoyam Chaikyam Aptam Radha Bhava Juti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Sarupam. If we want to know the identity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first we'll have to know the identity of Radha and Krishna. So first, Radhika. Radha, who is she? Radha, dash, Krishna Pranaya Vikriti. She is the transformation or modification of Krishna Pranaya. What is Krishna Pranaya? We have heard about Srimati Radharani's Pranaya. That has been explained by Swarup Damodar in his Kadacha. Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidishovaneva. The Pranaya of Radhika, love of Radhika is described here. It's different glories and aspects. But what is Krishna Pranaya? Srila Gurudev explained. It is called, there is a Shakti called Haladini, Krishna's pleasure potency. It gives all Ananda to Krishna. And it is develops in stages. There is Kram Vikash, gradual development of the manifestation of this Haladini Shakti. That is called first Shraddha, Nishta, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, Prem, Sneha, Man, Pranaya, Raga, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav, Vrta Bhav, Adi Vrta Bhav, Modan, Mohan, Madanakya, Mahabhav. So these moods, are they Krishna's moods or are they moods towards Krishna? This Prem is for Krishna. In other words, these are called Ashraya Jatiya Bhav, the moods of Vrijvasis. But here, Krishna Pranaya Vikriti has been explained. according to Mukta Pragrahavriti, according to the conception of liberated souls who take the highest conception of any word. Here the word pranaya does not refer to pranaya in the development of the Stayibhav. Snayam man pranaya. Here the word pranaya does not refer to this pranaya. What does it refer to? Madanaki Mahabhav. The highest development of the state of Nadini Shakti. So this prema, this is prayojan, highest goal. Krishna is not the goal. Srimati Radhika is not the goal. Goal is prema. So this pranaya, this Madanaki Mahabhav is not impersonal. It is not avyakta, but rather it is vyakta. It also has its manifest form. It is guni, having qualities, form and everything. When that mood becomes manifest, it is murta. At that time, it is called Vrishabhanandini Srimati Radharani herself. This is her identity. So the Hadini Shakti is inside Krishna, but when it manifests outside, it is murta, vyakta, guni. At that time, the full manifestation of that Hadini Shakti is Vrishabhanandini Srimati Radharani. Therefore, Radharani is Krishna Pranaya Vikriti. Now, in the next line, Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami explains, Ekatmanavabhi bhuvi pura deha vedam gato. They are one. Krishna and his Ladini Shakti, they are one. Srila Gurudev gave the example that Krishna alone came to Rasasthali, where Bansi was. And he was sitting alone. And he was feeling to himself, How will I realize ananda? How will I relish joy, bliss, transcendental love? At that time, Srimati Radhika manifested from his left side. Therefore, Ekatmanavapi Bhuvi Pura Deho Vedam Gatoto. So Damodar Goswami is telling, oh, they are one, but they have manifested in two bodies. Srila Gurudev describing, oh, that moment when they have manifested two forms, according to the praman of the Puranas. So, Srimati Radhika manifested from the left side of Krishna. And at that time, Gopishwar Mahadev, who is Vishnu Tattva, manifested from Krishna's right side. Why? Because if Radha and Krishna are performing pastimes, dancing together, if there's no one there to see it, how will it be glorified? So, Gopishwar Mahadev manifested as Sakshi, the witness of all of these things. So, because that Hadini Shakti who manifested from the left side of Krishna, she, with great anurag, Ra, she, Dha, ran towards him. Therefore her name is Radha. And from her manifested so many expansions. Her Kaya Vyuha Rup. So the gopis of Vrindavan, they are Radhika's own bodily expansions. So, Ekat Manavabhi Bhuvi Pura Deha Vedam Gatalto. Chaitanya Kyam Prakatam Adhuna. Adhuna means, now those two transcendental personalities I have again combined in one form. When? Adhuna, now. Why does it say now? Because the author of this verse, who has manifested this verse? Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami. He's an associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he's saying, oh, just now, the two have appeared in the form of Sachinandan Kaur, Gaurahari. And Chaityamaptam, they have attained oneness. What does it mean? That Ladini Shakti has again become one with Krishna, entered into him. But now Krishna is not in the Vishay Jati of Bhav, but rather that same Krishna has appeared in the Ashray Jati of Bhav. When Krishna appears in Ashray Jati of Bhav, at that time his name is Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Therefore, Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami quite explained, Radha Bhava Duty Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam. I give my pranam to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's Krishna Swarup. He's Krishna. But now he is adorned with the sentiments and the complexion of Vrishabhanu Nandini Srimati Radhika. Why? Swarup Damodar Goswami explained, Radhaya Panaya Mahima Kibishobhanayava Swajoye Nadbhuta Madhurima Kibishobhanaya Madhya Saukyam Chasya Madhanubhavanata Kidrisham Vekti Lobhat Tadbhavadya Sanijani Sachidharabha Sindhu Harindu. Krishna appeared like the the moon from the womb of Mother Sachi. Why? Sira de Atmanya Mahima. He wanted to discover how deep is the prema of Srimati Radhika. And he wanted to know what sweetness, what quality is there in him. And how does Srimati Radhika taste that? By the influence of her pranayam. And by the influence of her pranayam, number one. When she tastes the sweetness of Krishna, number two. What happiness does she feel? This is number three. These were the three desires that Krishna had a very strong greed to taste that impelled him to appear from the womb of Mother Sachi in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then Srila Gurudev explained there at the Mahaprabhu Mandir that Sri Advaitacharya was here in this world before the appearance of Mahaprabhu. And he was calling him, please come, please come. Why? He will appear to relish and fulfill his own desires. But at the same time, Sri Advaitacharya was thinking, he should come and distribute Braja Prem, Braja Ras. Why? Because many acharyas appeared in this world. Sri Madhvacharya, Sri Ramanujacharya, Sri Nimbadichacharya, Sri Vishnu Swami, they came into this world and they distributed bhakti, but they did not distribute bhakti rasa. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to Prayag, there he met with Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, and he told him, Para para sunya gabir, bhakti rasa sindhu, tomai chakaiti tahi kaye to bindu. O Rupa, the ocean of bhakti rasa is unlimited. It is so vast, it has no shores, it has no bottom. So just to make you taste one drop of it, I will describe one drop of this endless ocean of bhakti rasa. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his teachings to Srila Rupa Goswami. And from that one drop of bhakti rasa, he manifested the entire bhakti rasamrita sindhu, Ujjwala Nilamani, Sri Vidanta Madhav, Lalit Madhav, Dankali Komadi, Stavamala, many, many books. And in this one drop, there was enough ras to inundate the entire universe many times over. So, what kind of ras did he come to give? Gave bhakti ras, but among them, something very special. That is called parakya rasa. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced at Ratiyatra, at that time he uttered the slok, Ya koma rahara saiva iva rasta eva chaita chapas. Tetun milati malati sarabaya paudakadamba anila. So, at that time, Srila Rupa Goswami knew his heart and composed a parallel slok, Priyaso Yam Krishna Satari Kurukshetra Militas. And on the basis of these verses, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he manifested the speciality and the super excellence of Parakya Ras. That means that the gopis of Vrindavan, they have love for Krishna not as their husband, but rather as their paramo lover. So when Sri Satchidanand Gaurahari came to this world, he came and he visited Vrindavan. He came here. On what day? Tomorrow. Here right, tomorrow. About 500 years ago. But when he came here to Vrindavan, because of the nature of the Udipana here in Vrindavan, what happened? He felt that his mood, that is the Vishajati of place, his mood of Krishna, began to manifest. So he became worried. I came into this world to relish and experience the mood of Srimati Radhika. But now being in Vrindavan, my mood of Krishna is beginning to manifest. So if I will stay here, my three desires will not be fulfilled. So therefore, after being here for a short time, Sri Satchinandan Gaurahari, he left Vrindavan and made his way along the bank of Yamuna to Prayag. Then he met with Srila Rupa Goswami Pad. And then continuing following the path of the Ganga, he came to Kashi and met with Srila Sanatan Goswami. So we are very fortunate. This Madanakya Mahabhag is not impersonal. It is not avyakta, but rather it is vyakta. It also has its manifest form. It is guni, having qualities, form and everything. When that mood becomes manifest, it is murta. At that time, it is called Vrishabhanandini Srimati Radharani herself. This is her identity. So the Hadini Shakti is inside Krishna. But when it manifests outside, it is murta, vyakta, guni. At that time, the full manifestation of that Ladini Shakti is Vrishabhanandini Srimati Radharani. So therefore, Radharani is Krishna Pranay Vikriti. Now, in the next line, Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami explains, Ekatmanava Bhuvi Pura Deha Vedam Gato. They are one. Krishna and his Ladini Shakti, they are one. Srila Gurudev gave the example that Krishna alone came to Rasasthali, where Vamsi was, and he was sitting alone, and he was feeling to himself, how will I realize Ananda? How will I relish joy, bliss, transcendental love? At that time, Srimati Radhika manifested from his left side. Therefore, Ekatmanavapi Bhuvi Pura Deho Vedam Gatoto. So Damodar Goswami is telling, oh, they are one, but they have manifested in two bodies. Srila Gurudev describing of that moment when they have manifested two forms, according to the Praman of the Puranas. So, Srimati Radhika manifested from the left side of Krishna. And at that time, Gopishwar Mahadev, who is Vishnu Tattva, manifested from Krishna's right side. Why? Because if Radha and Krishna are performing pastimes, dancing together, if there's no one there to see it, how will it be glorified? So, Gopishwar Mahadev manifested as Sakshi, the witness of all of these things. So because that Ladini Shakti who manifested from the left side of Krishna, she, with great anurag, Ra, she, Dha, ran towards him. Therefore her name is Radha. And from her manifested so many expansions, her Kaya Vyuha Rup. So the gopis of Vrindavan, they are Radhika's own bodily expansions. So, ekat manavati bhuvi pura deha vedam gatalto. Chaitanyakyam prakatam adhuna. Adhuna means, now those two transcendental personalities I have again combined in one form. When? Adhuna, now. Why did it say now? Because the author of this verse, who has manifested this verse, Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami, he's an associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he's saying, oh, just now, the two have appeared in the form of Sachinandan Kaur, Gaurahari. And Chaityamaptam, they have attained oneness. What does it mean? That Ladini Shakti has again become one with Krishna, entered into him. But now Krishna is not in the Vishay Jati of Bhav, but rather that same Krishna has appeared in the Ashray Jati of Bhav. When Krishna appears in Ashray Jati of Bhav, at that time his name is Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Therefore, Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami Pati explained, Radha Bhava Yuti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam. I give my pranam to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's Krishna Swarup. He's Krishna. But now he is adorned with the sentiments and the complexion of Vrishabhanu Nandini Srimati Radhika. Why? Swarup Damodar Goswami explained, Radhaya Panaya Mahima Kriti Shobhanayaiva. Swajo ye nadbhuta madhurima kiti shobhaya madhya saukyam chasya madanubhavanata kipisham vekti lobhat tadbhavadhyā sanijani sachidharabha siddho haindu. Krishna appears like the moon from the womb of Mother Sachi. Why? Sira deyatmanya mahima. He wanted to discover how deep is the prema of Srimati Radhika. And he wanted to know what sweetness, what quality is there in him? And how does Srimati Radhika taste that? By the influence of her pranay. And by the influence of her pranay, number one, when she tastes the sweetness of Krishna, number two, what happiness does she feel? This is number three. These were the three desires that Krishna had a very strong greed to taste that impelled him to appear from the womb of Mother Sachi in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then Srila Gurudev explained there at the Mahaprabhu Mandir that Sri Advaita Acharya was here in this world before the appearance of Mahaprabhu. And he was calling him, please come, please come. Why? He will appear to relish and fulfill his own desires. But at the same time, Sri Advaita Acharya was thinking, he should come and distribute Braja Prem, Braja Ras. Why? Because many acharyas appeared in this world. Sri Madhvacharya, Sri Ramanuja Acharya, Sri Nimbadita Acharya, Sri Vishnu Swami. They came into this world and they distributed bhakti. But they did not distribute bhakti rasa. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to Prayag, there he met with Srila Rupa Goswami Pai. And he told him, para para sunya gabir, bhakti rasa sindhu, tomai chakaiti tahe kaye kavindu. O Rupa, the ocean of bhakti rasa is unlimited. It is so vast, it has no shores, it has no bottom. So just to make you taste one drop of it, I will describe one drop of this endless ocean of bhakti rasa. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his teachings to Srila Rupa Goswami. And from that one drop of bhakti rasa, he manifested the entire bhakti rasamrita sindhu, Ujjwala Nilamani, Sri Vedanta Madhav, Lalit Madhav, Dantali Komadi, Stavamala, many, many books. And in this one drop, there was enough ras to inundate the entire universe many times over. So, what kind of ras did he come to give? Gave bhakti ras, but among them, something very special. That is called Harakya Rasa. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced at Ratiyatra, at that time he uttered the slok, Ya Koma Rahara Saeva Iva Rasta Eva Chaitra Chapas. So at that time, Srila Rupa Goswami knew his heart and composed a parallel slok, Vyaso Yam Krishna Satari Kurukshetra Militas. And on the basis of these verses, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he manifested the speciality and the super excellence of Harakya Ras. That means that the gopis of Vrindavan, they have love for Krishna not as their husband, but rather as their paramo lover. So when Sri Satchidananda Gaurahari came to this world, he came and he visited Vrindavan. He came here. On what day? Tomorrow. Here, right, tomorrow, about 500 years ago. But when he came here to Vrindavan, because of the nature of the Udipana here in Vrindavan,